update. You'll have to wait for 2 Kings 5 for tomorrow. The seats will be a little bit more expensive, though, but that's okay. I charge more for messages than I charge for family radio updates. But anyways, I charge. Now, anyways, you can put your 2 cents on the back table with Charlie Manute there. All right, well, we hope you're having a blessed time at this conference. Actually, the idea of the conference is that we get built up in the Word of God, maybe we can encourage others, and it's also nice that we enjoy the conference. That's good, too, and there's no problem with that, and hopefully our children are also being blessed. But I'd like to give you a little update on the ministry of family radio, and one of the things that these updates help us to do is they help us to pray more intelligently for family radio, but they also help us. Remember, family radio is just believers, everybody who prays, contributes, works in the office, or we're all a part of family radio, and we're just a group of believers. We're no divine institution. We're just a group of believers that are doing the job that God has given to all believers, which is to go into all the world with the gospel. You know, we live in a time of judgment. That's a sad truth, but it is a truth. We're in the time that God is judging his people, his corporate body. 1 Peter 4:17 says judgment begins at the house of God. And at the end, when we come to the end of this 23-year period, then there'll be the judgment throne for all the unsaved that will have to stand before that judgment throne. And that is something that should be it's a very sad time, but it should be a motivation for all of us that God has saved to be more diligent with the other side of the story, which is today is a day of great salvation. That God is, he hasn't left us in a situation where we just are saddened exclusively. He's told us in Revelation 7:9 that there's a great multitude that are coming out of this great tribulation. And another encouraging verse he's also told us about that is a part of, as we are believers, that we should be focused on is that in Isaiah 11:9, that the earth, in this day, the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And how well do the waters cover the sea? Do they cover the sea by a few inches? Or no, they cover it by thousands of feet or a mile, or they cover it by a whole lot. So, and all of us that pray, or we're all a part of a family radio, whether we work in the office, whether we're praying, whether we're contributing, we're all part of family radio. I want to give a little bit of an update on that and talk about what's been going on so you can pray intelligently. And remember, the goal that we have is to broadcast the Bible reading and Bible explanation as faithful as possible throughout the whole world, as extensively, as many hours as possible, intensively as possible, in as many languages as possible, that people throughout the world, whatever language they speak, can hear the gospel message. And that's I wanted to talk about a few aspects of this prophecy God has given in Isaiah 11:9, where he says, "The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea," and talk about some different aspects about that and how that affects how we try to minister the gospel. And one of the truths is that we want to reach people in as many languages as we can. And by God's grace, we're broadcasting in 34 languages worldwide, and that's going to go to 35 in July when we add the Cebuano language of the Philippines. There's about 20 to 25 million people. In fact, we had a trip a few years ago, a track trip to Cebu City. Maybe some of you were there. And so it's important when we bring the gospel, and the gospel, remember, is we want to bring Bible reading plus faithful Bible explanation as best we can, and we want to bring it in the language that the people know. We want to bring it so they can understand it. And right now, with 35 languages, that includes English too, we've covered all the languages pretty much down to the 30 million range. And so now the focus is on developing languages that are between 20 and 30 million people that speak it. In fact, one of the things is in many countries or many regions of the world, they speak more than one language. And so in many places we broadcast 2 or 3 or 4 languages that are spoken in that region or that country. One of the things we do is everywhere in the world we broadcast in English. We broadcast in English because we get mail in English from English listeners from all over the world. Everywhere there's people that want to learn some English because it's become the world's second language, and that we could see the hand of God in that to help the gospel out, get into the world. The one program they always hear in every region with multiple transmissions is the open forum. They hear the same open forum delayed a certain number of days or weeks, and you hear the exact same open forum that you hear. And we get letters about the open forum from English listeners throughout the whole world, and sometimes we get questions that you hear on the open forum. Now, another example of how we broadcast in multiple languages, let me give you a few examples. Like in Pakistan, we broadcast in Urdu, Punjabi, and English. We have listeners in all three languages there. To the Philippines, we broadcast in Tagalog, Ilocano, Cebuano, we're starting in July, Mandarin, and English. There's listeners in all those languages there. In China, now by God's provision, I would say it's by God's provision, Mao Zedong, the communist government, helped centralize China under the Mandarin language. Amazing, a country of 1.2, 1.4 billion people centralized under one dominant language. So we can put our focus in making the Mandarin program as faithful as possible and as widely heard as possible, and that reaches, God can use that to reach those he wants to reach. We also broadcast in Cantonese and also that into the United States. You know, in India, it's not quite the same thing in India. In India, we broadcast in 10 languages. We just added the 10th language last month or a month and a half ago. In India, we broadcast in Hindi. We've been broadcasting in Hindi for many years. We just went to 3 hours a couple months ago. Hindi, English, another big language. Bengali, you know, one of the top 10 languages of the world, about 250 million speakers in Bengali, broadcast that to Bangladesh as well as India. Gujarati in the west, in the south, Telugu, Tamil, in the west again, Marathi. And then there are Urdu and Punjabi speakers in India. And finally, we added, in May, we added Kannada. Kannada. People think that goes to Canada. No, it doesn't go to Canada. It's Kannada. It's a language of India. And so that's a country that it would have been nice if they had centralized, but by God's provision, in the last few years, he's provided a number of those languages. You know, there was a lot of those language groups that we were missing in, but the Lord provided. And of course, there's a lot of English speakers in India, so we were covered there too. But we wanted to try to make the gospel as abundant as possible in as many languages that are spoken, big languages that are first languages, and there's a lot of people that speak these languages as their first language as possible. Now, since I'm kind of enumerating some languages, I thought most of my focus is not going to be on just going through the languages, but just, you know, if somebody says, well, I didn't know you were, broadcast in Japanese or something, I didn't know that. So I'm just going to kind of quickly go through the other languages we broadcast, so you'll know that, but I'm not going to dwell a lot of time on that. We broadcast in Japanese to Japan and Korean to Korea. You know, the hymn sing program that you hear in English, we have that in Korean. We even have a hymnal. We do a mini version of it every day. And thanks to a lot of the people that you know from back here that put together the English hymn sing program, they also put together the Korean hymn sing program. They did all the work for that. So we have hymnal and everything. I mentioned Mandarin and Cantonese to China. We broadcast in Nepali to Nepal, country about 30, 35 million. A few years ago, say 3 or 4 years ago, when we were working on languages of 70 million, you know, I was wondering, should we work on Nepali at about 30, 33 million? But now we're working on languages in that range, so I'm glad that we have that. To Southeast Asia, we broadcast in Indonesian. Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world. It's a big country, and by God's provision, we have both shortwave and AM. Indonesian, Vietnamese, a big country and a dominant country in Southeast Asia. We get a lot of mail from Vietnam in email. Thai, I have a few more things to say about Thai. That's an interesting language. We just started that this year. And Burmese, get mail from Burma too, a fair amount. And to the Philippines, I already mentioned that. We got 5 languages going there. We also broadcast in Farsi, which is spoken in Iran. Same alphabet as Arabic, but totally different. My Farsi and Arabic friends tell me they're completely different languages. And so we broadcast to Iran and also pick up some of the people in Afghanistan. They can understand that. Arabic, a big language from North Africa, Morocco, all the way to Syria and Saudi Arabia. God has richly blessed us in the Arabic language. Turkey, Turkish to Turkey. And 2 big languages of Africa. Well, they're important languages. Every language is important. Kiswahili or Swahili, that's East Africa. We've been getting a lot of mail in Swahili. And that's an encouragement. We do a lot of redundant broadcasts, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And in Amharic, not as big of a language, but it's very important. We get a lot of mail in Amharic, and that was a difficult one to develop, but the Lord provided enough material to start broadcasting, and the people, they like the program, and so we're thankful for that, that important language of Ethiopia. And to cover some of the other languages, some of the older languages, Spanish, one of the top languages in the world, and Portuguese, we broadcast those to the Americas and Europe, mostly to the Americas, with the wonderful facility God has provided for us in Okeechobee, Florida. We're able to blanket nearly 24 hours a day of Spanish programming that goes throughout from Mexico, it's actually even a little bit up into North America, all the way down through the tip of Argentina down there. And Portuguese also, and we also broadcast Portuguese to Africa. You know, Africa has got Portuguese speakers, Arabic in the north, Kiswahili and Amharic in the east, French and kind of the west part and English speakers. It's got a lot of different languages. And we get a lot of mail from Africa. You know, that's an encouragement. And other European languages, German, Italian, French. We added a second hour of French later earlier this year. Broadcast a lot. We've been developing more open forum in French. Also Russian, a very important language. And Romanian. We've added Romanian as one of our few European languages we've added in the last year. We added Romanian this year. And Polish, that was added at the end of 2005. So that kind of just enumerates them a little bit. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about as we bring the gospel. And of course, one of the themes I'm kind of using for my discussion is Isaiah 11:9, the earth shall be full, the second part of that, the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea, and we want that as we are servants, as God is the one who's fulfilling that, obviously, and as his servants, as the great blessing that we can have whatever part it is in that process, that we want to make the gospel as present in as many languages as possible. Remember in Acts 2, the apostles spoke in 15, 16, 17 different foreign languages, and that's an encouragement for us to broadcast in as many as we can. Now, another key point, and probably I think the most important point, and without a doubt really the most important point, is we have to tell people the truth. We have to tell people the truth. And it's sad that, you know, every now and then I get a track or somebody, you know, I was in a subway in New York some years ago, and somebody handed me a little track, or somebody gives you a leaflet from some other ministry. And sadly, most ministries that are out there in the world is, there's a lot of lies, and we can't preach lies and expect God's blessing. We just can't do that. We have to remember that telling lies about the gospel is how the devil works. That's how he comes with his ministers of righteousness. They're wicked men, but they're called ministers of righteousness. You can read about that in 2 Corinthians 11, about verse 13. And that's how he comes. The devil pulls up a lot of different information about the Bible to back himself up through his ministers, and then he's got a hook in there. You know, I mentioned this analogy last night. But, you know, there's the bait there for the fish. Looks good. The fish bites on it. And there's the hook. And what does the hook mean? Well, it's his life. And the problem is Satan, when he comes with his ministers of righteousness, it's their lives. They're going to have to spend eternity in hell because he talks about the Bible. And then at the end he says, now you've heard this message. Now what are you going to do? Are you going to make a decision for the Lord tonight? And that's the hook. You know, people say yes, and I got loved ones in my life that are locked into that gospel, and it's a hook that's pulling people into hell. It's just pulling people into hell. And so we have to have a focus on not telling lies. Or another kind of lie he comes up with is, I've got a whole bunch of lies. I'm not going to spend much time on it, but, you know, God is still speaking today. He can speak. He can give you a dream or I heard a word from God in the air or something like that. And know the complete message is in the Bible. It's today we're learning a lot more as God is revealing more from the Bible. That's a different story, but the whole articulated word from God is in the Bible. And so we have to put faithfulness as a top priority for the gospel. We don't want to tell lies. We can't expect God's blessing. Then we're using the devil's route. And so one of the things we do to kind of help facilitate that is all the material starts in English. And these other 30, we have English and 34 other languages in July, and all the material starts in English. Everything starts in English and is translated. It's translated. And so all the, for example, in the open forum in 34 other languages, Cantonese doesn't have open forum, in 33 other languages, The open forum here, they hear, is the same one that you heard, but it's in their language. We type up the open forums. We try to get the newest open forums first. Do those first. We type them up and prepare them for an international audience and translate and record those by native speakers in the target language. And so we have an open forum in Chinese or Telugu or Farsi or Kannada or Kiswahili, Swahili, that's saying the same thing as the open forum you heard in English. And then our program, so our first program, and so that's one of the things we do. And so all our material starts out in English. We have our programs when they begin, they have three features. We have three features in our programs when they first start. We have Bible reading, and of course, by God's provision, He has guided the hearts of believers and others throughout the church age. The Bible is available in all the languages that we're working in. And so the Bible is already there. There's usually an older traditional version that we can use. So the Bible's there. And so we read that Bible. And that's the key point in our program is Bible reading begins the first hour of every program. And so we have Bible reading, and then we have open forum, which gets into the same materials that you're hearing. You know, they've been hearing the end of the church age for years. They're hearing about 2011. They're hearing the same kind of materials that you hear because we try to do the first open forums first. And the other third thing that we start out with is something we call the basic Bible study. And what that is that Bible study is designed for people who don't even know what the Bible is. It's possible to follow along in that Bible study if you don't even have a Bible because it reads the verse don't even know what the Bible is. It starts out very basic. And we get a lot of positive feedback on that from listeners and from the translators. I often have translators say they love working on that study because they learn a whole lot of stuff. It just covers very basic things like there's a book called the Bible, God has given it, and it talks about creation, talks about we're made in the image of God, sin, and it goes over all basic things of the gospel. So after we get those core things, those core three elements recorded and prepared, and we have enough of them in a steady enough stream, we can go on the air. But later on, we add other things. We've recently added, you know, we have family Bible study. You hear family Bible study. We have family Bible study also. But we have to translate and record these things, so we're not quite as current as you are. But we've added something we call the Timeline of History Family Bible Study. And that study has about 100 conference and banquet messages that Mr. Camping has done over the years to get into all of these end time things over the last 5 years. It focuses on that. And so it gets into these like salvation things and 2011 things and end of the church age things. There's about 100 of those messages. And then it has hundreds of the family Bible study, biblical timeline of history. So they're beginning, that study's just getting prepared, and I just added it to three or four languages in the last month, and we have enough of them ready to start it. And like we went into 4 hours of Spanish this past week, and we added that biblical timeline of history 4 times a week in that, and then we're going to add it to some other languages very soon. So that's getting out there, because the whole world, not only in English, they've been hearing, they hear family Bible study in English also, but not only in English, they have to hear it in their own language that Judgment Day is near. We would not be faithful servants of the Lord if we're not diligent to get that message out that Judgment Day is near. And we got to publish it as abundantly as we can. We have to remember Ezekiel 33 is that, you know, if we don't give that warning, okay, it's between them and God what they do with the warning, but if we don't give that warning, we're guilty of their blood. So we have to keep that in mind. And we also have other Bible studies that as the Lord provides resources. One of the things that we also do in the international program is we have a teaching book reading. We take the 20 or so teaching books we have in Family Radio, like we've already got I Hope God Will Save Me translated in a few languages. We're going to translate that into all the big languages that we broadcast in and publish it and make it available so everybody who writes in, if a Tamil listener writes in, he'll get an I Hope God Will Save Me. If a Swahili person writes in, or down the road if an Amharic person writes in or a French speaker writes in, they'll automatically get that book. But we have, in our teaching book reading feature, we have the little books, you know, like I Hope God Will Save Me and True Gospel. And we even have some bigger books, like Time Has an End and the End of the Church Age. At least those are read in the different languages. And we also have other Bible studies. We have a Hebrews Bible study, and we have various other Bible studies. We have Searching the Scriptures in some languages, and we have a New Testament survey in other languages that we use. And so we try to keep our programs focused on teaching, okay? And so and we have to keep them focused on faithfulness. We have to check the translators, and we check the checkers that are checking the translators. Sometimes we find that certain checkers are not able to do a good job, and so we have to recheck the translators, recheck the checkers, and listeners help us also. I encourage people, if you find something wrong in a program, email us at international@familyradio.com, international@familyradio.com, or if you email the other ones, it'll eventually get to me. And I just ask people to give me the program. Our programs have codes like A, you know, Italian A or A, B, C, D, and the date and the time and in the program and what you heard wrong. And so this way, I get those and I go through them, and I've removed features, I've edited features, I've done a whole lot of things. We have to keep working on that. Okay. So the next question, I'm just going to kind of give you a few things while we have time here. Won't go through everything, but how do we find translators? How do we find translators? You know, we can't just sit in the office, you know, twiddling our thumbs and just say, well, I'm ready to answer the phone as soon as somebody calls me up. I know the Lord could. I remember when we were really struggling in Amharic, I was telling somebody, you know, the Lord could make someone walk in today that is a perfect Amharic speaker. Well, I know that. And he provided in that program. We did add Amharic about a year ago, and he provides in his time frame, a timetable, but we have to wait upon him. But actually, did the Apostle Paul sit and wait for the people to come to him? No, he got out. You have to get going. You know, they were sent away. Paul and Barnabas were sent away to go take the gospel. And so we have to be diligent. We have to be diligent, and sometimes we work on something and there's no good fruit of that path. But other times the Lord blesses, and sometimes he provides resources in places we didn't expect. But it's his work, so he's accomplishing what his plan is and the languages he plans in. You know, we develop them, and I didn't really work on them. The Lord just provided people, and other times I work really hard on a language and it doesn't go anywhere for several years or never. So anyways, but if you listen to Family Radio, you know one way we search for translators is we run those little network spots. We're running Burmese now. And sometimes I run a language like I ran a year ago to try to pick up additional resources. We already broadcast in Burmese, but we'd like to get more material in that language. We get mail from them, so that's an encouragement. And sometimes we run new languages. And in July, we're going to switch to Hausa. You guys know what continent they speak Hausa or what country? Nigeria. I know a lot of you know. It's a tribal language in Nigeria. So this is something new for us because we haven't tried to work on languages that are not as, you know, easy to find checkers and stuff. But again, we have to look to the Lord, and maybe it'll be a closed door and there's nothing will happen there. But anyways, we keep working on it, and we're searching for Family Radio listeners that have come from their home country. We're not looking for evangelists. This is not a preaching position, I tell people. This is not a teaching position. This is a translation and recording position. No preaching, no teaching. I've had the worst, I've been lied to and deceived the worst by evangelists. Those guys are the ones that have nailed me. So anyways, we're looking for translators. This is not a teaching position. If you want to preach, you have to do your own thing. But anyways, we hire translators and voice workers. And by God's provision, those spots that you hear have produced, you know, 15 to 20 of the new languages have come from those spots. You know, a lot of those languages that I've talked about that are new in the last few years, God has richly provided very dear servants, people just like you that happen to have come from another country and still have retained their native language. So that's a problem. You know, you start speaking English and you forget the home language. That happens with most people. But there are those that have retained the home language and still speak it, and they're able to do a good job. Sometimes they Americanize their language, but I won't get into that. Start using, or not Americanize, or English. You start saying your language like we say English, and that doesn't work. But anyways, you can't do that. But there are some languages that hasn't worked. You know, I've run 3 ads in Thai and never got enough critical mass in Thai to get going. Other languages of India, Telugu, Gujarati, Punjabi, those ads didn't work. You know, those ads didn't work. And there's other languages as well. They just didn't produce enough. So what do? We throw in the towel. The Lord doesn't want those. We can't do that. We have to keep pushing. You know, pushing, where's the direction? And one of the things that, one of the places, you know, is internet. Internet. You know, there's many qualified translators out there in the world that don't know anything about Family Radio. A lot of them live in their own countries. You know, there's a lot of, and they've learned English as a second language. Of course, they have to know their language as a first language. If you're going to translate, your language has to be the first language. English has to be the second language. But you have to know English well enough to be able to do a good job. Otherwise, you're going to mess up an open forum on those complicated sentences. If you don't know English well enough, you're going to get confused and translate things backwards. I've had that happen. Not intentionally, just the English is, you don't know it well enough, you can't do it. But anyways, they've learned their language, and there's many qualified translators. You know, they don't know anything about family radio, and they're out there in the world. They don't listen to us, and they have enough biblical skill that they can, terminology and stuff, that they can translate biblical material. That is, not everybody can do that. You have to find the right kind of person that, you have to have some awareness of the Bible. Otherwise, you'll say things that'll sound silly. They'll miss the meaning. And they don't change the teaching. They're just workers. You know, they're just looking for a job. And we try to be honorable and fair and, you know, pay on time and operate honorably as Christ wants us to do it. And so they, you know, generally they like working for us. And, you know, we're open and we don't, you know, we have continuous work for good workers. And I have lots of work, okay? And I don't have any work for Spanish translators, though. There's too many people that speak Spanish. But anyways, but in those languages that we're trying to develop, we have lots of work. And so that these people we found over the internet have opened the door for Thai. We wouldn't be on the air without that. Marathi, Telugu, Gujarati, and other languages, which are still pretty big languages, 60, 65 million, 60, 70 million kind of languages. And this is how that's opened the door, and we're still looking. We have the Lord has provided a fine man that kind of heads up our team of people searching for translators, and we still look for people. They can work from their home. We have one man that lives back here, and he works from his home, and he just buried us with a bunch of Vietnamese translators, and so we've been able to augment the Vietnamese program because we're trying to go to 2 hours in Vietnamese. So anyways, let's talk about how we broadcast our programming, how we get the program out there. How do we do that? And the wonderful truth is, this is different when I had my secular job, but this is the wonderful truth is that God is in charge of this whole program. He is in charge, and He does all the saving. We don't get anyone saved. Our job is just to publish Bible reading and faithful Bible explanation. We don't want to, if we start broadcasting lies, we're just becoming a hindrance, okay? We have to tell people the truth. We just tell them what we know, to give them Bible reading, and tell as much as we know, and we stop there. And our job is just to get the message out. God will save those people, and we try to find the best and most available, as many means as we can, to broadcast. And it'd be nice to have some other doors would open up. It'd be, you know, nice to have a, you know, certain, like if we could have a wonderful AM/FM facility or FM facility in Tokyo broadcasting our Japanese, that would be great. But the Lord has not opened that door. We just have to keep looking for the doors and pushing on doors, see if they'll open. But we just blanket countries, regions with all the means we can, and then the Lord will get the job done. He'll get those people to listen. He'll open the doors that He plans to open. And so we try to broadcast in as many ways as we can. AM, FM are popular. Where we can do those, we do them. And God has provided that in some places, like in Turkey. We have a network. We're on more than 12 stations in Turkey, broadcasting Turkish program and English program and some other languages. The Lord had opened that door. Also, you know, it's interesting about Turkey. You know, they were the first to hear the gospel, the seven churches, Asia Minor, there in Turkey. And then they became kind of the last. They became a Muslim country. And now they're becoming kind of the first again. And the Lord has His plan. We also broadcast in South Africa and through Lesotho. You know, we get a lot of letters from there and by AM. And we have an AM station in Moscow. And also a big deal is we have AM broadcasting going into the heart of China on a 300-kilowatt station. And that the Lord provided that. And a 600-kilowatt that goes to Southeast Asia, the Philippines and Vietnam, and reaches down there to Indonesia. And so those are doors the Lord has provided, and some other doors like that. But we also broadcast throughout the whole world by shortwave. And here we don't use shortwave very much, but in Africa, that's the mainstay. It's still used a lot in India and a lot of these other countries that have been kind of closed, and their governments, you know, we have freedom of we don't understand. We have freedom of the media here, and so we've got internet or iPod or whatever, TV and all this stuff, and so we're all spoiled with all this fancy technology. And a lot of people, the source of family entertainment is a shortwave radio. That is like the TV was in the 50s in the United States or something like that. That's the hype of that. Oh, you know, I made a mistake here. I have this picture, and I'm going to try to bring it next time. I'll make reference to it. I got this picture from Pakistan. This one guy that works for us, I have it in my room, but I forgot to bring it. But anyways, it's a guy that works for us in Pakistan, and he was going to another town, and he saw some people in this little kind of cutout. It looks like a dirt floor, and they're in there, and they're on these little cots, and they have these blankets around them, and somebody's got a shortwave radio. And he asked him, "What are you listening to?" Family radio. He didn't know these people, but these are people, we don't know who they are. We have no idea, but they're sitting there. I'm going to bring that thing for the next one, and Charlie will let me put it on his table, and I'll make reference to it at my next message. And you can come up, don't take it, okay, but you can come up and see this, okay? It's this little digital photo, and it's these people listening to family radio in Pakistan. They're listening in Urdu or Punjabi, their language, and that's they're hearing the gospel for 2 hours, and we're going to 3 hours of Urdu and Punjabi this month. And so they can listen to Bible reading and Bible teaching. They have an hour and a half of open forum a day, 7 days a week. They get more open forum than you get because they get Saturday and Sunday. But I guess you now get Saturday and Sunday, too. We get a little open forum on them. They get to write in. They can't call in, but they can write in. But anyways, this is an illustration. I like that photo because it's an illustration. God has people like this throughout the whole world, okay? And he knows who they are. We don't know who they are. We don't need to know who they are. He's doing the saving. We're just there to broadcast the gospel. And so that's I want to bring that next time. I want to bring it this time. But anyways, so our job is to blanket the globe with the gospel in as many means as we can. We blanket the globe with shortwave. We've got multiple frequencies, multiple languages. I get told by my management over and over again to add more frequencies, add redundant coverage. If this signal doesn't get in, another signal will come in. We got three signals coming in. Like, for example, in India, we have Hindi and English and other languages, Marathi, sometimes coming from three different places, from some of the former Soviet Union states, and they're using for transmission. We come from Abu Dhabi, which is on the west. We come from Taiwan in the east, and we come from Russia in the north, and we even have signals coming from Germany. There's an excellent 500 kilowatt there, and so some of those broadcasts come in four directions. So our job is to get as much gospel in there so that they can get the signal somehow. You know, in India, somebody went over to India on one of the track trips and bought a shortwave radio. It's not the high end, but it costs $2. $2. Now, $2 over there is a lot more. I think that's about a day's wages. But, you know, you could part with a day's wages. God could cause you to part with a day's wages if he wants to get you to get, he wants to save you, right? He can do that. And so our job is to blanket the globe, and God will do the saving. And these are all contained in this idea. We try to fall under the directive that God has given us. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And just think, if you and I were stuck in the middle of the Pacific Ocean on a raft, we would know that the waters do cover the sea. And in our programming, we start out with 1 hour a day. When we start broadcasting, we start out with a 1 hour a day, and that's mostly Bible reading and Bible teaching. Okay, we have to have announcements. We have to, you know, welcome people to the program and this and that. And if we have godly music in the language, we can play a little bit about that. But we try to, you know, have about 50 minutes or so of Bible reading and Bible teaching. A lot of it's open forum, the basic Bible study. Really meaty stuff, not just stuff that's kind of been around for 20 years or so and that doesn't really speak. Although some of the material, our basic Bible study has been around 25 years and it's just as current today as it was then, so maybe I should retract that statement. But we want them to hear the Bible plus filled Bible teaching. Okay, it's not just, doesn't get into the meat of the Word. We want to get into the meat of the Word, and we want to have them hear as much as possible. And if the Lord provides, we will go to 2 hours of programming. or 3 hours of programming. Let me just give you list some of the languages we've added recent hours to. We went to 3 hours in Urdu and Punjabi. Those people in that picture I'll show you. We have 3 hours of Hindi, 2 hours of Bengali, 2 hours of Korean, which includes a daily hymn sing, Mandarin 3 hours, Turkish, Russian 2 hours, French and German went to 2 hours, Kiswahili 2 hours, broadcast over a 4 hour block. We do the 2 hours of Kiswahili primetime 7 to 9, then we repeat the same program 9 to 11. So anyways, so that's just kind of some overview on that. Now, let me wrap up with what are the new languages? It used to be easier to talk about new languages because they were 40 or 70 million, but now they're down to 20, 25 million. And some of them are more difficult, like there's important tribal languages in Africa, like Hausa and Yoruba and Igbo, and like there seems to be a Oromo, which is in Ethiopia, seems to be an important language. And so we got to start working on those languages, not just in Africa, but other places, like Uzbek, separated from part of the former Soviet state. There's about 25 million people that speak Uzbek in Uzbekistan and one of these other countries, one of these other stands. And that also appears to be an important language. And so, these are more challenging. We're going to start running an ad for Hausa, but it's more challenging checking these things. You know, Nigeria, about 140 million people or so. We got a track trip coming there. And we get a lot of mail. Our School of the Bible has a lot of people in Nigeria, and a lot of them can understand English, you know, near the coast, but when you get further up, they don't understand English as well. And actually, we have someone working for us that spent a number of years in Africa and went to these different places, and so he has firsthand account of some of these things. And so we're going to have to start working on some of these other more difficult languages. But the Lord is in charge. You know, he'll open a door, or maybe we'll run the Hausa ad, and nothing will happen. I remember I ran the Punjabi ad, nothing happened. Just nothing. I got one letter and the guy never responded back when I sent him a sample. But the Lord is in charge. But we're going to work on these languages or other languages as he directs us. Other languages like Malayalam and Oriya and Assamese in India are important. I mentioned maybe we get a lot of letters from Hungary. And maybe we should work on Hungarian. We're starting to get to that kind of range. So anyways, I just wanted to kind of give you this little brief update on what's going on in Family Radio. And we encourage you to continue to pray for Family Radio, and hopefully with this you can pray a little bit more intelligently, and that God will help make us, correct us where we're incorrect in those areas, and keep us staying with the Word of God and keep us diligent. We don't want to be lazy. You know, the Lord's servant, as all of us are that are saved, are to be diligent. And we just ask that you would continue to pray for Family Radio. Now let me close with a word of prayer, and then we'll be wrapped up. Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee, Father, for this salvation that Thou hast provided. And if we're not saved, there still is that mercy, that it's possible that we may become saved and we can cry out to Thee for mercy and be in the environment of Thy Word, Father. And after Thou hast saved us, Father, Thou hast given us our marching orders to lay our bodies, as you have said in Romans 12:1. I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you offer your bodies a living sacrifice. And so, Father, help us to serve Thee in whatever capacity that we can, and to be used of Thee in whatever capacity. And pray, Father, for your continued blessing and direction upon Family Radio, and that we all that are part of that may, by prayer and support and working in the office or whatever function we have, Father, may continue that you would be guiding and blessing according to thy will. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'd like to tell David.